When we think of wine pairings, we tend to think fancy schmancy. Duck seared and lacquered with port and wild cherries. Mustard-crusted Bronzino, Chateaubriand. But what about pizza, Doritos, or a Taco Bell Gordita? Just because food isn't oat doesn't mean it isn't worthy of a good wine. At least that's the philosophy of wine writer Anthony Giglio. Our contributor David Leet tries, in vain, to stump the master.
Anthony, welcome to the show. It's great to see you.
David, I'm thrilled to be here.
So let's talk about this whole idea of wine pairing and junk food. How did you ever end up there?
It takes an editor.
And okay.
His name is James Curry, and he is my editor at Details Magazine. Mm-hmm. He threw this at me and said, what about junk food? Let's talk about junk food. I know you've done this in the past, and it's true. I've done it at a few seminars, and it was just a lot of fun.
And has there ever been a junk food that you've not been able to pair?
I think pickles are probably one of the most challenging things because of all that vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a will, there's a way, David.
Okay. All right. So as the wine guy, I've got a couple of foods that I will admit that I have indulged in at least once or twice or 10 times. And I want to know what you think would be great wines to pair with them. So spicy Doritos, not the regular, the spicy ones.
The spicy ones. This is great because this opens the door for sweet wines. And people are afraid to like sweet wines, or they think that it's, you know, de classe. I say you have to have sweet to beat the heat.
Okay.
And that's a rule of thumb in all wine pairing, from spicy Doritos straight through to spicy curries, spicy Szechuan, you name it. And I would pair that, probably I'd go red because we're talking about, you know, cheese in quotation marks, right? If they're Doritos.
Right.
I would pair it with maybe a nice Lambrusco or even a Bracchetto d'Acqui from Piedmont.
Okay, excellent. Somewhat similar, Cheetos, not the crunchy kind, but the soft kind.
So the soft kind, we're not talking heat anymore. We're just talking, again, quote unquote, cheese.
Right.
I'd probably go white with this, maybe some nice bracing acidity from a nice Sauvignon Blanc like a Sancerre, or a twist off Sauvignon Blanc from California. I'm fine with any of it.
Okay. All right. This was one of my favorite things as a kid. Not that I was drinking wine as a kid, but McDonald's filet of fish. You get all those flavors with the cheese. You have the tartar sauce, which is a little bit, you know, pickly, and you have the fish in the bun.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but there are levels of complexity to be addressed here. But
yes, there are.
When I think of the filet of fish, I have this, you know, this wave of Lenten want comes over me, and I think of my childhood where my grandmother lived upstairs and cooked us those dreadful fried fish dinners for Lent.
I have those too.
All my people are from Campania, so I'm going to go with a floral, beautiful, aromatic white from Campania, like Fiano d'Avellino or a Falanghina.
Okay.
How about that?
That works. That works. Moving out of Mexico, Taco Bell Gordita.
I have never had this in my life, but I have a friend who loves them, and I asked what this means. And
what it means.
I'm going to go with the cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Okay, yeah.
I want to pair it to that. So again, we have spicy heat. Believe it or not, one of the best foils for heat is beer. And so if we're having Mexican, why not get a beautiful like Negro Modelo and
Mexican
with lime? And that's going to plow right through the heat. And it's a great pairing, actually.
Okay. And then the last one, this is something that we have eaten. I do not make it. My partner, the one, does. It's called Fruit Delight, which is one can of drained fruit cocktail, a half a box of white cake mix, one stick of butter. And what does this seem to be begging for you?
Oh my God.
I know. Yeah, honestly, it's very good, believe it or not.
It's begging for the clear. I'm going to say Moscato d'Asti. I would pair, you know, something, you know, stone fruit, sweet. Because dessert, you pair sweet with sweet. But if all goes well, the dessert renders the wine drier.
Right.
If we do our job right. I'm just imagining what this tastes like. I hope never to have actually tasted, but is that okay that I said that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And see, what I think is great about this, Anthony, all joking aside, is that you take these and we look at them non-junk food-wise. I mean, you can have things that are wonderful gorgere, which is cheesy. You can have beautiful fish that has been sautéed or has been roasted. You can also get a fruit delight can be a beautiful fruit cobbler. So the great thing is these can translate to foods that we all do want to cook and eat, but I think it's very fun that you've found ways in which you can pair basically everything. You have not been stumped. I will find something to stump you at some point, and when I do, we'll call you back on.
Bring it. Bring
it's
it.
Been a pleasure to have you. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, David. Thrilled to be here.
Anthony Giglio is the resident wine guru at Details Magazine, and David Leet is the publisher of the award-winning website LeetsCulinaria, lccooks.com.